Okay, we are up to Perek Zion Mishnah Hey, Chapter 7, Mishnah 5. Mishnah 5, Mishnah Hey is a very long Mishnah, so we'll go slowly, and there's a lot of cases, and so we'll do the best we can to explain as much as we can in the short time that we have. So let's begin Mishnah Hey. Ha'onis v'amafate v'ashote. Whether it's a violator, someone who raped a woman, someone who seduced a woman, which is like he convinced her to be with him, but in a very seductory way, or an insane person, or a deranged person. So all three of these people, so lo pulsin, they don't disqualify the woman with who they had relations with for meeting Truma. So meaning if he's a non-Kohen and she is a Kohen's daughter, he will not possible her even if they had relations. She still will be allowed to eat Truma. Velo ma'achilim, but they don't entitle her to eat Truma. Meaning if he's a Kohen and she's a Yisraelis, so having relations by itself would not then allow her to have Truma, because only a marriage between a non-Kohen and the daughter of a Kohen would disqualify her from eating Truma. And only marriage between a Kohen and a Yisraelis allows her to eat Truma. But this is only assuming if she had relations with a man who was fit to marry a Jewess. But none of these men were fit, and therefore they don't disqualify and they don't entitle them einam ruyim level b'Yisrael. But if these men are like totally unfit to enter into the kahal, into the congregation of Israel, because they are midoraisa, from the Torah's perspective, they are forbidden to marry a Jewess, to marry a Jewish woman of proper lineage. So hare ilu posen, then they disqualify her from meeting truma just by having relations with her. Meaning, even if it was against her will, if she was raped or whatever, they still would disqualify her from eating truma. So now the mission is going to explain a little bit further about marital relations that happen outside of a marriage, how it doesn't disqualify a woman from eating truma. So let's see, and then we're going to discuss even further. So we'll have a few explanations now. Ketzad, how is all of this so? Yisrael Shabbat al Bas Kohen, if the violator, the seducer, or the deranged person was a Yisrael, meaning he was a non-Kohen, and he had relations with a Kohen's daughter, Tocha Bat Truma, then she's still allowed to eat truma, because this cohabitation with the non-Kohen outside of this marriage doesn't disqualify her from eating truma. Ibra, but if she becomes pregnant with him, then lo tocha ba truma, she can't eat truma, because the fetus from a non-Kohen will disqualify her from eating truma. Nechtach ha'ubar b'me'eha, but if the fetus was like it was cut up, meaning it died in her womb, then tocha, then she can once again eat the truma, since she is no longer pregnant with this non-Kohen's child. Now, says the Mishnah further about relations that don't entitle a woman to eat truma. Kohen Shabbat Bas Yisrael, if the violator, the seducer, the insane person who was a Kohen, had relations with the daughter of Yisrael, lo tocha ba truma, she can't eat truma, since the relations with the Kohen outside of the marriage doesn't entitle her to eat. But Ibra, if she becomes pregnant by him, lo tochel, she still can't eat truma, because the fetus of a Kohen will not give her the status of the non-Kohen mother to eat truma. But Yalda, but if she gives birth to that Kohen's child, then tocha, then she could eat truma, since the child is from a Kohen. Nimtza kocho shalbein gadol, shalbein gadol mishalav. So from here we see, this says the Mishnah, that the son's strength is like greater because it entitles this non-Kohen woman to eat truma, and that's greater than the father, who he himself was not able to entitle her to eat truma because he wasn't married to her. Okay, fight there. So says the Mishnah now, Eved posel mishum bia, that a Canaanite slave, if he has relations with a Kohen's daughter, so if he has relations with a Kohen's daughter, then he will posel her from eating truma because just marital relations with her, because he's forbidden to marry her. So and that's an example of one of the cases just relations with these people can posel her from eating truma. Ve'ino posel mishum zera, but a slave, this is a very cryptic statement that the Mishnah is going to explain, but a slave doesn't disqualify her from eating truma on account of being her offspring. So meaning, if she has a slave somehow in her lineage, and she was originally the daughter of a Kohen, then if that's the only like living living offspring that she has, then she would essentially be able to go back to eat truma once again. So let's explain all this now. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how is all this so? What are we talking about over here? Bas Yisrael a Kohen, if the daughter of Yisrael was married to a Kohen, Bas Kohen Yisrael, or the daughter of a Kohen was married to Yisrael, V'yalda Ahimen Ubin, and she had a son from him. And the son then went and literally went and like pressed against, meaning he had relations with the Canaanite slave woman, and the Mefarshim explained that it's used, this language is used, this odd language of being pressed against is to show that that we really don't approve of such a thing. So anyways, the son went and pressed against, he had relations with a Canaanite slave woman, V'yalda himen ubein, and she had a son from him, Hareza Eved. That means this son is going to be a Canaanite slave, even though he has a Jewish father. So since he's a Canaanite slave, he is not legally considered the child of his father, the Jew, nor is he considered the grandchild of his father's mother. Therefore, Haisa im aviv bas Yisrael Kohen, if his father's mother is Yisrael's daughter, who is married to a Kohen, and she is now widowed or divorced, and so therefore this slave child, this grandson, is her only surviving offspring, lo tochala truma. She can't eat truma. Why? Because she is not considered to have any offspring from the Kohen, because he's the only one left, and she is not his legal offspring, because he's an Eved, and therefore, we're assuming everyone else died, and therefore, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. She was, when she just had a regular son from the Kohen, she was, but now, since that son died, the only remaining offspring is this slave child, I forgive the term, but he, a child who's a slave, and therefore, she can't eat truma. She can't eat truma because she is not considered to have any offspring from this Kohen. But and bas Kohen leYisrael. And if the father's mother is a Kohen's daughter who is married to Yisrael, and this child who was a slave is the only surviving offspring, then tochal b'truma. Then she can eat truma because she is not considered to have any offspring from the non-Kohen. So it's like she went back to the father's house and she can eat truma once again. One final case, mamzer posel, a grandson who is a mamzer, he does disqualify a Kohen's daughter from eating truma. So in other words, again, so a Kohen's daughter marries a non-Kohen, and they have a child together, and then that child has a mamzer child, and then that the child dies, and so the only one who's alive now as an offspring is the grandson who's a mamzer. So it says the Mishnah that the mamzer is posel, that the grandson who's a mamzer, she disqualifies a Kohen's daughter from eating truma because he's considered as a legitimate offspring, even though he's a mamzer, he's still a legitimate offspring, and therefore so he could disqualify her from eating truma. Umachila, and he also entitles the Yisrael's daughter to eat truma, meaning so if the Yisrael has a marriage with a Yisraelis has a marriage with a Kohen, and they have a son or whatever, and then that son gives birth to has a mamzer, so the grandson, and then he dies, so the only one who's alive now is the mamzer grandson, so that mamzer grandson is still considered a part of the lineage, so that she is allowed to eat of the truma from being married to a Kohen. So says the Mishnah, explaining all this, Kedzad, how is all this so? Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, if a Yisrael's daughter was married to a Kohen. Okay, that's case one. Or Bas Kohen, the Yisrael, or a Kohen's daughter was married to a Yisrael. Then Vialda Himeno Bas, and she had a daughter from him, right? So the Israel who was married to the Israelis was married to the Kohen, or the Kohen, the Bas Kohen who was married to the Israel, Vialda Himeno Bas, and she has a daughter from him in either one of these cases. Vialcha Bas Venises Levit Olegoy, and the daughter then went and got married to a Canaanite slave or to a non-Jew. Okay. Vialda Himeno Bain, and she had a son from him, Hareza Mamzer. So the Mishnah says this person, this kid, is a Mamzer. It happens to be we don't paskin like this, but the clarification of the case will still be understood. So we'll assume for now, for our Mishnah purposes, according to the opinion of this Mishnah, the kid is a Mamzer. So since this is a Mamzer, so what happens in such a situation when now she has a son with his Canaanite slave or this non-Jew, and the kid is a Mamzer? So what is going to be the status of the grandmother? So even though, says the Mishnah, even though it is a mamzer, the kid's a mamzer, and so the lineage is not good anymore, nonetheless, it still is considered like a legal offspring, if you will. So therefore, Haisa im imo bas Yisrael Kohen, if the mother's mother is Yisrael's daughter, who is married to a Kohen, and now she's widowed or divorced, and the only surviving offspring is this daughter's son, who is a mamzer, then tochal batruma, she can still eat truma because she has offspring from a Kohen. But bas Kohen Yisrael, if the mother's mother is a Kohen's daughter, who is married to a Yisrael, and this mom's their grandchild is their only surviving offspring, then lo tochal b'truma, then she can't eat of the truma because she is considered to have offspring from a non-Kohen. But anyways, that was a Mishnah Hey. So we're just going to do one Mishnah today because that was a long Mishnah. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now we'll stop right here.